How y'all doing out there tonight, Arsenal? It's good to be back. It's been a while. And I gotta say, after the pandemic, sitting on the couch for 2 years, to get out here again and play music for you feels fucking good, man. And we're happy to see you all. It's great to be back in Norway. Some rock and roll tonight, is that alright? We're not gonna play any chamber music, okay? Here we go. Hey, baby. Pack my bag. Say that we recently, very recently, have released a brand new album. Now I know younger people call them CDs. Even younger folks call it streaming. I'm 71. It's an album. Anyway. And for me, this is album number 30. I remember back in the 80s going around the record companies in Los Angeles saying, could I get a record deal? And I was told many times, nobody wants to hear this shit. Well, fuck that guy. Anyway, we're going to do a lot of numbers off this new record for you tonight. So you're going to hear a lot of new music from us, okay? And here's one that's coming up right now. This is a song that I wrote late at night in a hotel. About 4 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't sleep. I'm in the bed, I'm rolling around. I was missing my beautiful Danish wife. So instead of rolling around and laying there lonely, I got up and wrote a song about how it felt. So this is called I'm Waiting for the Dawn. One,
and two, and three, and four.
Lay here.
you're laying there in your arms, make me cry. We'll be right back. brand new song on the new album. This one is called Ghosts.
Do it! Muchas gracias, amigos.
Your hand, baby.
Thank you.
How about Andrew helping us out there?
Well, we have a special treat for everybody tonight. We have a great, great rock and roller from the country of Norway. A dear, dear friend of ours is here tonight. And we're going to get him up here and he's going to sing with us. I know he's somewhere in the house. Would you give it up for Finnero? Finnero, where are you? Come on, man.
Come on.
Give it up.
Mine damer og herrer, jeg heter Finnero, og jeg har kjent Walter I hele mitt liv. Jeg traff ham på en konsert I Tromsø I 1989. Jeg har faktisk kjent ham fire dager lenger enn his wife, his beloved Marie. Nok om det. Han slo beina unna meg med sin musikk, og jeg har fått lov å komme og synge en av de råeste låtene han har skrevet I sin karriere, hvis du spør meg. Life in a Jungle.
Decide to kill you, and you are.
I'll tell you what we're going to do right now. I would like you to give it up one time for this amazing keyboardist you have over there. This is the formidable Mr. Bob Fritzelman right here. And I want you to listen to Bob Fritzelman play some blues. Okay, you ready for some blues? Come on, Bob, you got it, man. This song is called Bob's Blues.
Thank you.
couple things I want to say right here. First, I want to tell you a quick story about something that happened to me. A few years back, I got a liver disease. When the disease came on, I got very, very sick. They put me in the hospital, in the bed. I was in the bed for 8 months. I lost 65 kilos of weight. I got bad brain damage. I couldn't talk. I could not walk. At the last minute, right before I was done, they gave me a liver transplant, and that saved my life. So now I am a preacher, I am an evangelist, and what I preach is this: organ donation so that you can save someone's life. Now you have in you eight life-saving organs. That means when you go, if we reuse your parts, you could save 8 people's lives. Now, you don't need them when you're gone, but these people certainly do. While I'm at this, I'll tell you, there was a famous race car driver in America, in Los Angeles, and about a month ago, he was 24 years old, he was in a car crash, and he lost his life. They donated his organs, and he was able to save 7 people. There are 7 people alive in Los Angeles because of this man's gesture. Okay? Now, we have representatives from the Norwegian organ donation people here tonight, and I'm going to show you something. This is an organ donor card, okay? This is a card that you can fill out, you can have with you, and anybody, your relatives, your family, anyone can look at this card, and you will be registered as a donor. Now, the folks from the organization are here tonight, and at the end of the night, they're going to be out where the CDs are, right? Is that it? You're going to be where the CDs are, giving out these cards for you to fill out, become a donor. If someone had not signed up to be a donor in America, I would not be here. That person is a stranger, but that person saved my life. And every day I look down here and I thank that person for the gift of life they've given me. I've got 8 years now, 8 years of bonus life because of the gesture of that stranger. Okay, so get a card, fill it out. All right? All right. Now, you've seen Andrew Elt up here all night. He's been singing harmony with me and playing guitar. And when he sings the harmony, it's amazing. But you need to hear him actually sing a tune. I would love him to come up here and rock the house. Would you like to hear him rock the house tonight? I hope. Mr. Andrew Elt, come on, boy. Come on, get up here, fellas.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
you. Goodness gracious. That's an old Big Bill Brunzi song right there. We're going to do another one here off the new record, but hold on. I'll be right back. Okay, there's a little story behind this one. I'm going to tell it to you. It was September the 29th, 1990. I was playing a concert in Holstebro, Denmark. There was 2,000 people. Across the crowd, I could see this beautiful blonde-haired girl. And I was looking at her, and she was looking at me. And she walked up, got stood in front of the stage, and we looked at each other. I told her, I got to speak to you. After the concert, I talked to her for 45 minutes, and I said to her, you're going to move to America. We're going to get married. We're going to have children, and we're going to get old together. And she said to me, you are crazy. And I said, yes, that's true, but you have nothing to say about this because this is our destiny. That was 32 years ago. We're married, we have 3 kids, and we're still doing great. I just knew. So I wanted to write her a song about that night. So this song tells the story of that night. She's a gentle soul. I've written her a gentle song. Thank you. another gentle thing called Red Sun.
Thank you.
Now we get to this fellow over here. You heard him playing the blues a little earlier. I think we're gonna let the man get funky with himself right now tonight. Give it up for the amazing Mr. Bob Prinsima. Get funky one time.
Thank you. And may God blow in. Alright. Now this guy right here. It's a true honor and a privilege for us to stand on stage with him every night. True. He's played with everybody. He's part of the very exclusive club of being a blues breaker. But it's his legendary solo career that is the most impressive. Going on the fourth decade, 30 albums. Wow, right? Thank you. So, join me. Acknowledging the legendary man right here, Mr. Walter Crowe.
Thank you.
just want to ask you one more time. We played some blues, we played some rock and roll, we played a couple of slow, nice ballads, but I want to know. Do you feel like rocking?
Yeah!
Oh!
something about the Bullfrog Blues. This is a song I learned a long time ago when I was a young man and I was in a band called Canned Heat. Yeah, I remember Canned Heat.